We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Listen to WTIC News Talk 1080 on your smart speaker. Just ask it to play WTIC, powered by Dell Technologies. Call 877-ASK-DELL.
Genesis? Who is that? Phil Collins? He was in Genesis, right?
That was Mr. Collins of the Phil.
Wasn't he in Genesis?
I think he was part of, yeah.
Back before he was a pop star. He was a esoteric kind of rock guy. Okay, so I want to talk about climate change because I found this wonderful guy. I'm so happy. Well, I didn't find him. Leibowitz found him. Leibowitz called me yesterday. He said, you have to hear this guy, Todd. He's great. Well, Lebo hadn't heard him. He'd read an interview with him. But he heard the stuff he said in print. And now I have audio. I'm trying to get him on. But in the meantime, he's just so good. This guy is the guru of how they lie to us on climate change. And I find it really interesting. There is I've said this before. There are ways of understanding things that sometimes are just a hair away, maybe even half a hair away, where one word or one phrase in the statement that somebody is making that makes it that tiny bit different from what you've heard before, and suddenly you get it. And I have these revelations all the time where I think something and it's just a tiny bit better. Well, this guy has them up the kazoo on climate change. He's a philosopher and he talks about climate change. I'm going to play you some stuff and go through it. It's beautiful. But I was just reading this story about Bill Gates, which is a good setup for Alex Epstein, who's the guy we're going to hear from. This story is today in CNBC. Bill Gates, you will never solve climate change by asking people to consume less. There's a lot of demonizing of Bill Gates for, you know, these conspiracy theories, and I don't know if they're true or not, but I do know that this sentence from him, this statement from him, sounds different from those conspiracy theories I've heard. So listen to this. Climate change is being fueled by the release of greenhouse gas emissions. They put that in the story first. Electricity, manufacturing, transportation, agriculture. Collectively, greenhouse gas emissions have generally been climbing for decades. Activists often advocate using less and consuming less as one of the possible solutions to climate change. Degrowth, it is called. I don't think I've ever heard of degrowth. That doesn't sound like a good slogan for a marketing campaign, and that's kind of the point that Bill Gates is making here. Back to the story. This idea is quixotic, according to Bill Gates, who founded Breakthrough Energy, an investment fund for climate technology and innovation back in 2005 and published the book How to Avoid a Climate Disaster a couple of years ago. And Bill Gates says, I don't think it's realistic to say that people are utterly going to change their lifestyle because of concerns about climate. You can have a cultural revolution, he says, where you're trying to throw everything up. You can create a North Korean type situation where the state's in control. Other than immense central authority to have people just obey, I think the collective action problem is completely not solvable. Most individuals are not going to change their individual behavior in ways that make them less comfortable for the benefit of a global problem, the billionaire technologist said. Quote, anyone who says that we will tell people to stop eating meat or to stop wanting to have a nice house, and will just basically change human desires, I think that's too difficult. You can make a case for it, but I don't think it's realistic for that to play a central role. That's what Bill Gates says. And I think that's absolutely true. Anybody with half a brain in public policy would understand that you can't tell people to get by with less. You can't tell people to throw away their cars. You can't tell people to start walking. And that's what the left wants. Oh, the left is just sabotaging our economy. That's what they're doing. That's what they're doing. Even if those countries and individuals who have enough abundance in their life and are able to cut back, that won't be enough reduction of greenhouse gas emissions to sufficiently rein in climate change. Gates himself pays $9 million a year to compensate for his own greenhouse gas emissions, he said. In other words, Bill Gates is talking about himself. This is why the guys who are out there advocating for climate change adjustments in our behavior, this is why they're still flying around in jets to go to the corner store. Because humans are not going to give up. None of us are going to give up what we have. Okay, now I want to introduce you to Alex Epstein. This guy is brilliant. I'm just going to play some cuts I pulled from him from an interview because I love how he talks about the climate and how he articulates how ridiculous the arguments are that we hear from the left and how false they are. I'll just drop the needle here.
The world is mostly energy poor, so we need way more energy. And you're talking about
the world is mostly energy poor, says Alex.
The world is mostly energy poor, so we need way more energy. And you're talking about restricting 80% of the world's energy that's still growing in a world where 3 billion people use less electricity than one of our refrigerators.
Yes.
What do you think is going to happen?
Yes.
It's going to hurt the poorest people the most, but it's hurting everyone.
Yes, it is.
Right now. So, yeah, the anti-fossil fuel movement needs to be implicated and the pro-fossil fuel people need to be vindicated. And it's very important.
All right. So what Alex Epstein, he's a philosopher. And what he's saying here is it's clear that this thing being pushed by Ned Lamont and all the Democrats in this bandwagon religious kind of approach, it's all bogus. And they have been proven, it's being proven right now in Ukraine, that we have no backup plan. We have no way to survive if we listen to what these destructive dopes are advocating as public policy with regard to climate.
Moment, and I feel lucky that I had took me so long to write Fossil Future, Make It the Way I Wanted.
That's his new book, Fossil Future.
That the timing was perfect.
Perfect.
It was perfect, but it's like, okay, now it's this explains it all.
He's saying he took years to write this book that just came out about how fossil fuels are the future of mankind, the future of civilization. And it was good it took so long because now everybody can see that what he's written is absolutely true.
This explains it all. I've been saying this for years. Now people can see this. They can see, you know, they've been talking about climate crisis. People throw around crisis, emergency, just like as fun terms.
Yes.
You know, like a crisis is what you're seeing where people are worried about food and worried about freezing to death.
Isn't that beautiful? I love that. I love that. He's laying it right out. It is a crisis of man-made proportions that we need logical, rational thinking to correct. And this guy, Alex Epstein, with his philosophical background, he looks at the arguments and he sees why they fail.
We have this crazy way of thinking about energy, particularly fossil fuels, where we ignore the benefits and only focus on the side effects.
Yeah.
Now, I talk about this in a similar way all the time. I'm not claiming to be him. He's way smarter than me. But I talk about the two sides of the coin and the way the left advocates for things. They play basic games of logic against us to be able to beat us. And one of those is to only look at one side of the issue. They sell us something. Oh, look at this car. It'll get 100 miles a gallon. They don't mention that you have to get out of the car and push it to get it to have 100 miles a gallon. You see what I'm saying?
We have this crazy way of thinking about energy, particularly fossil fuels, where we ignore the benefits and only focus on the side effects.
Yes.
So imagine you do that with a prescription drug, like you have a problem, you have an infection, you're like, okay, I'm only going to look at the side effects of the prescription drugs.
Right.
Well, you could just kill yourself, right?
You'll die.
Yeah, because you're just like, oh, I don't want to avoid that, and I want to avoid that, and I want to avoid that. But then, wait, you have an infection, and it cures it. Well, fossil fuels cure an infection called poverty. I mean,
you hear that? You hear that, Democrats?
Fossil fuels cure an infection called poverty.
Fossil fuels cure the poverty disease. Nothing else in the history of mankind could even do one drop of water's equivalent.
Fossil fuels cure an infection called poverty. I mean, and that is the human, that is the natural infection that humanity has, because the earth, contrary to mythology, is quite an inhospitable place.
Yes.
Contrary to mythology, the earth is a very inhospitable place. The only reason we have wealth, the only reason we have achieved the standard of living, not just for us, but for the rest of the world, is because of fossil fuels and because of America, because of the economic engine that we provided to grow this machinery. The Democrats are the vandals who want to destroy the machinery of physical comfort. It's so crystal clear. I love the way this guy articulates. We'll play more coming up. We'll take some phone calls, 860-522-9842. Call the Rant Line, 860-751-4698. Stay with us on WTIC.
It's the Todd Feinberg Show, live from the NJ Diet Studios on WTIC News Talk 1080.
I was just glancing at the newspaper. This is so random. It's a, let me see what it is. It's the Current. And there's, it says in a page one story of the sports section on Friday, Trinity receiver Devontae Reed's name was misspelled. I think this is from a week ago, probably, because I keep the papers sitting around for a long time. I just thought how funny it is. They're correcting. They take the time to do a correction for misspelling a wide receiver's last name. Or first name. I don't even know which one it was. But they get the important stuff wrong on purpose. It's so weird. All right, we're talking about climate change because this guy, I love this guy, Alex Epstein. I love him. I love the way he thinks, the way he talks, the clarity with which he draws the lines for us so we can see that people like Ned Lamont, who are running around there promoting things like the gas tax, the regional gas tax he wanted to pass, that he wants to pass. He says he will pass it. He just couldn't do it last year, but he's going to keep pushing. And he's not going to keep pushing it because he knows anything about it. And he's not going to keep pushing it because it would be good policy. That's ridiculous. There is no reason to think a few states deciding to do a cap and trade for their states and to that means to limit the amount of gas that can be sold without penalties being paid, without driving up the cost. That's insane. And that's what Bill Gates is saying in that story I was reading. You can't make people pay more for their comforts. It's not going to happen. It's not going to cure any problems with the climate. So don't be silly. And we can look at those now and say this is all a scam because of the clarity with which Alex explains things. Listen.
We can only survive and flourish on this planet to the extent that we are very productive.
Important thought. Fossil fuel is about productivity. The Democrats who want to stop us from burning fossil fuels, from burning oil and gas, want to damage our productivity. What does that do? It leads to starvation. That's what we're seeing right now. It leads to inflation. It leads to disruption of the norms, the economic norms, the supply chains, all the stuff the Democrats have been doing over the past few years to break the economy. They continue to want to break the economy.
Right. We have to produce new value on Earth. The only way to do that on a large scale is to use machines. With our physical bodies, we're very weak. We can't do much. But if we use machines, we can do a potentially unlimited amount of work because the machines can do so much work for us. Mm-hmm. They can do...
All right. I want you to hear that again, that thought again from the beginning, because that's pretty special right there.
We can only survive and flourish on this planet to the extent that we are very productive. Right. Right? We have to produce new value on Earth. The only way to do that on a large scale is to use machines. With our physical bodies, we're very weak. We can't do much. But if we use machines, we can do a potentially unlimited amount of work because the machines can do so much work for us.
Okay, so this is what oil does for us. This is what oil did for mankind. It freed mankind from the sort of one-to-one relationship between physical effort and productivity. You know, you have to clear a field, and you've got a pitchfork. That's what they want to bring us back to.
Mm-hmm. They can do more work than we can do. So a modern combine harvester can reap and thresh 1,000 times as much wheat as a really good manual labor. And they can do new types of work that we can't do. So an incubator can provide life for a baby that no number of humans can.
Oh,
so machines amplify and expand our productive abilities.
Isn't that beautiful? That sentence right there.
Mm-hmm. They can do machines amplify and expand our productive abilities, but they're only usable to the extent that the energy powering them is cost effective. So it needs to be low cost, reliable, versatile to power every type of machine and on a scale of billions of people in thousands of places.
And the cost has to be predictable and stable, I will add. You can't run around like the Democrats are trying to sabotage the supply chains and sabotage the value of money and sabotage our ability to function, which they've been wantonly over the past few years, since COVID at least, been trying to destroy our economic engines. I think part of it is this climate scheme, which gives them the ability, they hope, I think, to drive up the cost dramatically of living and make us all more dependent on the government. Joe in Simsbury, hi.
Hi there. I read that book this summer, and I think you're capturing it absolutely spot on. One of the other things that I would mention about what he really goes over in the book is the hypocrisy of what we're seeing with the climate change people. He explains it in such a way that, yes, they believe that there's a problem. But when it comes to the types of things that they do, I remember one example was giant windmills made of plastic that is never going to biodegrade, mm-hmm. made with steel, made with all the energy that they say we got to get rid of just so they could feel good. So he really goes into the hypocrisy and trying to understand the thinking of these people that are in that group that actually do believe that there's an issue. And I think that's one of the problems that we're facing just in general in society, and we talk about it on talk radio all the time, is you can't have a logical argument with these people. You know, none of us want the planet to be hurt or to hurt our future generations. But if you can't even talk about something and use a sense of logic where, you know, no, you it's not good to have an electric car when you have a hurricane, you know, because you can't go anywhere. You know, you need gas in your car, things like that. That's what we're really facing. If that makes sense.
No, it totally does, because nothing they say makes sense, because they're not trying to be logical, as you're pointing out. But that defies the notion that they're being serious, and they think they're being deadly serious. But how can you be deadly serious about affecting a planetary behavioral change without following basic protocols of human behavior?
Well, that is where the difference lies in terms of the people that are flying around in their private jets and going to Davos and preaching to us about climate change. They know darn well what the facts are. They're not flying around in private jets because they're truly idiots at their core. It's all the other people that get sucked into it that don't take the time to think that, you know, what are we really doing here? How are we going to make things run? How are we, like you just said, incubator? How's that incubator going to run if we're using solar? Is there going to be enough power to power that? But they don't get forced to have to think as deeply as the rest of us think naturally, I guess, for lack of a better term.
Well, there's the Hollywood crowd going off to those events. You know, the Leo DiCaprios, they're flying their jets around. I think maybe he believes this stuff. I don't think movie stars are looking to destroy the world economic system, are they?
I think with movie stars, a lot of it is the whole issue of, if you're not part of being part of our club, then let's see how much work you actually get in our culture.
It's about the beautiful people, and you stick to the program so you can be one of the beautiful people.
Absolutely. But the book is a long book. As I recall, it was something like 450 pages, and I recommend it for people that want to take the time, because he does, and I would love to see him on your show, he does a great job laying it out. And it's a shame that if you could have millions and millions of people read that book, we'd be having different types of conversations with these knuckleheads trying to destroy the economy and destroy things for the poor and all that. But we just don't in our world.
Yeah, well, we won't. You're right. We won't get millions of people to read it, but we can disseminate the wisdom that he bestows upon us. Thank you for that, Joe. And that's what I'm looking forward to doing in our small way here, is to let people see that what Alex Epstein is talking about is obvious. And we've got to get to a newscast. Let's do it right now on WTIC.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Download the free Odyssey app and like WTIC today. Then listen anywhere, anytime.
WTIC, good afternoon. We're talking about climate change. I feel there are new insights, new clarity perhaps inside of the insights from this material with Alex Epstein. Which has me absolutely delighted, because that's what I'm always looking for, is for us to understand better. And Dave in Brantford, I think this guy makes things really, really clear.
Yeah, hey, Todd, there's a lot of pressure when you say a thing like that. What I'd like to point out is the wealth of a nation depends on what you can make tomorrow and how much of it. The wealth of a nation is not how many checks Joe Biden can write, you know, for rebates and tax credits. That's not wealth at all. The thing that you're trying to induce them to do costs just as much. You just shift it onto everyone, a societal cost. And so what you just made a very good point. When we magnify our work productivity by a factor of 1,000 by using petroleum, there's no way to have an electric plow. out in the farm. There's no way to have an electric backhoe every time somebody wants to dig a hole to plant their house. And so the Green New Deal is built on a very bad foundation, and that is by spending more, we can get a good new future. It is actually a collective suicide pact to have less societal wealth, and we need wealth to build tomorrow's future. We can't do it if we're collectively poorer, and that's the problem with the Green New Deal. Too much agitation for no accomplishment. Witness growing corn to make ethanol to dump in your car. What a productiveless waste of time and resources. As long as we've got the cheap fossil fuel, we should use it. Sustainability, you use what you've got that's the cheapest as long as it lasts. We used firewood till we had no more trees. We used whale oil till there were no more whales. And then we do something else. But it's just stupid to throw it all away on a green, well, I call it the green wet dream. But why should we spend 5 or 10 times as much for an impractical future?
Well, we can't. You can't cause those kinds of increases. You know, having a 20 or 30% increase is a major world crisis.
Yeah, and they wrecked the free market movement. My wife and I would have enjoyed having a golf cart type of a car to get around town, a little electric car, to go grocery shopping or maybe go visit the neighbors across town. But no, somebody had to decide if you want a pickup truck or a Ford Escalade, you've got to have a 2,000-pound lithium battery to carry out with equal efficiency what gasoline did so effortlessly. And that's just dumb. It's, you know, the three-legged stool becomes one-legged. Everything is electric. You know that's a bad deal when bad things happen. And they always do.
Dave, thank you, sir. Good to hear from you.
Bye.
All righty. Let's talk with Jim in Willington. Hi, Jim.
Yes, how you doing? The climate argument. Acid rain. You remember that argument?
Acid rain, yes. That was a Prince song, right?
Then we, yep. And then we had, well, it was the song, but I don't know.
Just kidding, just kidding.
As far as him singing. But then we had that 7 or 8 year run where the climate actually got colder. No explanation for that, even though they were screaming about doomsday about that. Then we had the polar bears that were all going to be dead in 5 years, but they're thriving. We had situations concerning the polar ice caps and reasons we don't have to go into. But something your previous caller had just said, the idea with these people, these climate, and I call them clowns, is to knock the United States down to such a degree, just like your previous caller said, knock us down so that there is no productivity. Is that we're all on some type of an equal, powerless plane, where just the people that make the policy control what it is we're all supposed to live under. And history has shown us it just doesn't work. It just absolutely does not work. And some of the clips you played with the author, he's absolutely right. Oil, right now, or in the last 100 years, if it wasn't for oil, there'd be no strong economy, there'd be no anything, there'd be no help for anybody else coming from the United States or anybody else, trying to get them out of poverty, get them out of their climate issues in countries that they had. If we didn't have air conditioning, if we didn't have all the things that oil provides for us, every single thing, we couldn't even have solar blades or the towers that support the solar blades. And isn't it ironic that we don't ever hear any discussion about the minerals and or all of the things we need concerning solar power?
To make batteries, too.
And batteries, too. And then the last thing I'll say is, how is it, why is it that since the 70s, solar panels still cost $25,000 to $28,000 to put on a house, when if the technology was there or if it actually worked or could support anything on some type of a percent basis, with no problem, and have an electrician come in and wire everything up for $1,200, and you've got a viable system that's a supplement.
Yep.
Supplement.
And then supplement.
Right. And then as far as the trees, we decimated the trees. People got smart. They started planting the trees and, you know, just planting them to make sure that we always had them. the same thing with the sun. The sun's there. Why is it so expensive to capture it? You never hear anybody talk about that.
Jim?
Ever.
Thank you for the call, sir. Have a great weekend. It's good to hear from you. 860-522-WTIC. That's all true. Walter next. Hey, Walter.
How are you, Todd?
What's Todd, in your mind?
Another good person, if you, maybe you have heard of them before, is Tony Heller.
Doesn't ring a bell. I'll take a look, though. Tony Heller. What about him?
LL. No, he's been fighting. He's been fighting against the Green New Deal and these people for 15 or 20 years, and he goes back. He goes back in history as far as how scientists have been saying global warming and global cooling, and nothing has ever come about, and all the lies that they tell in their research, and it all comes down. The sun controls our weather, and it's CO2 is a gas that we exhale. So what happens when our carbon footprint gets too big?
Well, I don't know about all that. I think what's interesting about this guy Alex Epstein is that he's not shooting down the science so much as he's shooting down the politicians. He's looking at the politicians and saying what they're saying is bogus. And that's what's interesting to me about this story where Bill Gates today is telling CNBC that you're never going to get the world to reduce its productivity. And that lines right up with what this philosopher Epstein is saying to us.
The even crazier thing about that is, unlike a prescription drug, fossil fuels benefits can actually cure their own side effects. So think about it. With climate, I've become kind of known for pointing this out, the climate. Let's say fossil fuels make drought 10% worse.
Mm-hmm.
But fossil fuels can provide the irrigation and drought relief convoys to make drought 100 times better.
Listen to this.
So we have drought-related deaths down 99% in the last 100 years.
Because of fossil fuels.
Drought-related deaths are down 99% in the last 100 years. Why? Why?
In the last 100 years.
Because of fossil fuels.
A large part because of fossil fuels. And yet people think, they think, oh my gosh, drought is worse than ever because of fossil fuels. But it's like, no, fossil fuels basically cured drought. So it's this.
So we could concede the argument for, a hypothetical that maybe the use of fossil fuels is creating drought. But it's nothing, is what Alex Epstein is saying, compared to the lives that have been saved by the use of gas and oil, etc. Because they make us so productive. They make us so able to save lives. 860-522-9842. More coming up on WTIC.
Now, back to the Todd Feinberg Show, live from the NJ Diet Studios on WTIC. News Talk 1080.
I love that ad from Jolly Ned. There's not one true statement in that ad. It's so funny. Oh, man, not one true statement. But there are some funny things, he says. Like he's saving us hundreds of millions of dollars a year in interest payments because he's using money that was sent to him, tax dollars, from the federal government, forwarded to Jolly Ned, so he could claim to save us hundreds of millions of dollars in interest payments on debt that shouldn't exist, that was run up by the Democrats so they could buy votes from their union partners. It just sounds like such a kind thing for him to do, isn't it? Just amazing. 860-522-9842. Let's just listen to another cut here of Alex Epstein.
It's always easier to stop something new than to stop something old.
Yes.
So the biggest victims of the anti-fossil fuel movement, but more broadly the anti-energy movement, are new things.
Third world countries,
but also nuclear, right? Because nuclear has been, the green movement is against fossil fuels and nuclear, but nuclear is newer. It's same with fracking. Like, why isn't there fracking in Europe? Because it's new, so they can stop it.
Right.
But they, once it started, like, I make this point a moral case. We got so lucky that President Obama didn't know about fracking until it was unleashed,
it was
and he
too
could
late.
Take credit for it.
Yeah.
If he had known about it when, in 2007 when he ran
stopped
on,
it.
I'm going to...
Isn't that remarkable? I think that's absolutely true what he's saying. He's saying it's a good thing President Obama didn't know about fracking because it was able to take hold and start producing incredible amounts of oil and natural gas before the Democrats had a chance to gang up on it and stop it. And as a result, listen.
We got so lucky that President Obama didn't know about fracking until it was unleashed.
Until it was
too late.
And
he could take credit for it.
Yeah.
If he had known about it when, in 2007 when
he
ran on, I'm going to end the tyranny of oil.
Mm-hmm.
If he had known that, who knows what the world would be like.
Yes.
Fracking saved the world. They delayed the energy crisis.
Mm-hmm.
For at least 10 years, because really, if it hadn't been for the shale revolution, we would have had these problems much earlier. We basically got a bailout from U.S. shale, but we still kept passing these anti-fossil fuel policies, and now we have a shortfall. We have too little supply, too much demand relative to supply, basic economics, higher prices.
That's exactly what's happening.
Isn't that amazing? I mean, it's the way the people in power mess up the world and then come running around saying they're the only ones who can fix it. And unfortunately, it's not because they learned so much from all the mistakes they made. It's because they've got new mistakes they want to make. Mike, hi, you're on WTIC.
This is a good one. According to the Entertainment, Sports, Political, and Woke Network, you know who that is. I call it ESPN. That's what I call them now.
Okay.
The
Woke Network.
The quarterback last night. Now they're making it. He's a victim all of a sudden. Because he got a concussion, okay?
Well, that's kind of
sad,
isn't
it? He got hurt last Sunday, okay? And they said that he shouldn't have played last night. But you know what? Why doesn't he come out? All this sympathy for this guy. He's a grown man. He went out. He plays quarterback. He suffered a concussion last night. Be a man and come out and tell them that you were ready to play and you got hurt. It was a clean play. This guy's being victimized.
All right, Mike. Come on. Let us have our fun with the football, all right? Hi, who's this? You're on WTIC.
Hey, Todd, Jerry from Naugatuck.
Jerry!
Hey, how do you reconcile the fact that maybe a third to a half of the population believes in this climate change BS?
Well, because everybody holding elective office runs around paying lip service to it at least, and half of them are eagerly advocating on behalf of the idea that we need to shut down the economy to save the world.
I blame the schools as well. I mean, they got everybody brainwashed. Technology is leapfrogging ahead of everybody, but these socialists are wedded to a philosophy that's been failing for over 100 years. You know, it's ridiculous that.
But I do think, Jerry, that the best way to fight back is understanding. That's why I'm excited about this guy. He expresses it with such clarity. About how stupid this stuff is and about what the truth is about what's going on. That puts us in a position where we can relax and we can say to other people, no, you don't understand. This is the only way we can feed the world. The only way we can keep the economy going of the planet is with fossil fuels. And you can't just run around vandalizing the productivity of the planet.
You're absolutely right, Todd. But academically... And the poorer people that are just trying to get by, they're convinced of this. You know, it's crazy. They need to be educated on the benefits of fossil fuels. We're putting the cart ahead of the horse with these electric vehicles, and we don't even have the charging stations. You know, it's ludicrous.
No, I think we're cutting the head off the horse.
Yeah, that's more like it.
Yeah.
Hey, good show.
Thank you, Jerry. Nice to hear from you.
Bye-bye.
I mean, it's craziness what this whole movement is talking about. And this this guy, Alex Epstein, I just think he's a thinker who has spent a lot of time considering what's going on here. And he's providing clarity so everybody can understand what's going on.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.